This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The city's 2025 budget is now ready for a vote. The council held a public hearing last night. Two people registered to testify, but didn't show up. The council last week decided to lower the tax rate to $8.12, but in the end, due to revaluation, the rate would be about $8.14. The city will use rainy day funds this time around to make ends meet. The council will also move on to a vote on the budget coming up next Tuesday. Now, included in this year's budget is a program to help homeless. The city will join with the Community Foundation and the United Way for a community outreach program. The group will meet homeless people or those in need of mental health services and direct them to the services available. The office will not be housed at City Hall or the police station, but be a remote downtown location that is easily accessible. The outreach group will also compile data on homelessness and ways to combat it. Former President Donald Trump won big in Tuesday's election in Winnebago County with 49,000 votes. Congressman Glenn Grothman won re-election, while state lawmakers Lori Palmieri, Dean Coffert, and Nate Gustafson all won their races and are headed back to Madison. Page 2, the Oshkosh Police Department has several officer openings. The force offers attractive pay and work schedule. Deadline for applicants is coming up on December 23rd. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department has arrested three men who stole better than $3,000 worth of merchandise from the Oshkosh Outlet Nike store. The three men are part of a Peruvian theft gang that is responsible for many thefts around the state. Monday is Veterans Day. Ceremonies are planned at the American Legion Post 70 to honor all veterans. The guest speaker that day will be Army veteran Adam Alexander. Alexander was the Disabled American Veteran of the Year back in 2022. Now, the program will include the laying of a wreath, a rifle salute, and playing of taps. And a traffic accident on Highway 21 yesterday morning has claimed one life. The crash happened about 6 o'clock Wednesday morning near Leonard's Point Road. It remains under investigation at this time. Turning to sports, the Lourdes Academy Knights move into Level 3 of the state high school football playoffs. On Friday night, they'll take on Edgar. And the Wisconsin Herd will start their season coming up on Friday on the road when they take on Iowa. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.